This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining us right now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline to do just that, you read his work at SportingNews.com. Also follow him on Twitter. Always a pleasure to welcome in Sean Devaney. Sean, how you doing this afternoon, man?
Hey, Ramey. How are you guys doing?
Doing well. I saw your latest mock draft, and I'm going to be honest, I don't know a lot about Jacob Poeltl, the center out of Utah, who you have the Bucks taking. Tell us a little bit about him.
He's a pretty standard big guy in terms of being offensively pretty good, not terrible defensively, but you know, he's got a lot of upside, not terribly athletic or anything like that, but definitely a guy who can score inside and a guy who can give you some defense and has some potential as well to develop in a number of different ways.
You know, there's a lot of trade rumors going around right now with the Boston Celtics. It seems like Boston is in on it with everybody. Now, yesterday we had heard that the Boston Celtics was with the Milwaukee Bucks with Chris Middleton in a number three. And then today I think a rumor came out.
Yeah, the rumor that we're hearing today is from our Milwaukee basketball insider, Gary Wolfley. It would be Middleton and Monroe to the Celtics for 16-23. And a player off the Celtics roster. That doesn't add up to me, Sean. Does it add up to you?
No, I mean, if the Bucks turn down that offer for Middleton, I don't know what makes right. You think they'd accept that one. So, look, the Celtics have talked to everybody. They've got a ton of picks. What they're lacking is quality, good young players that they can swap out. There's not a lot of teams that are in the market strictly for picks at this point. So, I think it's a case where, the Celtics are going to wind up coming up dry. There's still a possibility they can pull something off with Philadelphia just before the draft. There's no question that those two teams have been talking an awful lot, but I don't expect them to get anything done with the Bucks. It just doesn't seem like they've been able to find the right deal there.
You know what's funny is nobody's really talking about it all that much, but I've heard person after person say, well, Boston really doesn't have those players to get what they want or whatever the case may be. That just tells you how good Brad Stevens is as a coach when there's not a lot of talent on that team that other teams really want, yet they're still able to do what they did last year.
That's a good point, yeah, that they do have a lot of repetitive pieces, a lot of, similar pieces. You know, you go from a guy like a Jared Sullinger, who not a lot of people are very eager to go out and trade for or anything like that, or haven't been in recent years. And then you've got Tyler Zeller and Kelly Olynyk and Amir Johnson. You've got a lot of repetitive pieces. Nobody who's really that great at anything. Isaiah Thomas would be, obviously the main player for them offensively. But I've watched that team a lot, and they're definitely a system kind of team. They won 48 games. And a lot of that had to do with the defensive system that Brad put in, and B, the way his offense is able to get a lot of ball movement and get a lot of player movement and take advantage of that as much as possible. You consider that they take a ton of threes. I think they were third or fourth in the league in attempted threes, and they were the third worst team in terms of making threes. Man, if they could ever start hitting, if they started getting some players who could make some shots, that would be a team that you'd really have to reckon with.
What about Deontay Davis, the kid from Michigan State? I mean, it seems to me, he's all defense. He's a shot blocker and so forth. But they're not really a lot of offense yet. This guy's projected top 10. We know John Hammond had one of those prospect dinners with him when he worked out for Milwaukee. So obviously the Bucks like him. What does he bring to the table if the Bucks were to take him?
He's just his innate shot blocking and his innate defensive ability. There are a lot of teams that think that, okay, he's got enough athleticism and enough sort of basic basketball skill that he can be a decent offensive player, or not necessarily a negative offensive player. But they also play such great defense that that he's going to wind up being a plus kind of guy at that position. You know, he's never going to be a stretch four or anything like that. That's not in his future. But if he can just, you know, be a little bit of an offensive threat, develop a 15-footer, you know, be a little more comfortable in terms of passing from the post, things like that, then there's no question that he can be a really, really good player just based on his defense.
You know, listen, we've got a couple of Wisconsin kids or two in this draft. One in particular, Henry Ellison, could be available at number 10. You think the Bucks would take a chance on him at 10?
Yeah, I mean, there's no question that they've looked at him. I don't know how interested in him they are. You know, he's kind of viewed as soft, you know, because he is a guy who steps out and shoots a lot of three-pointers. He did average 8 rebounds a game at Marquette, so, you know, I kind of question whether the scouts are right on that, but, you know, that's sort of what his reputation is. I've sort of heard that he hasn't been great in his workouts, and if you look, then I think a lot of the mock drafts, mine included, have him sort of slipping a little bit, you know, into the late lottery, maybe even out of the lottery and into the middle teens. You know, it just seems like his workouts, he hasn't really knocked anybody's socks off.
Talking to Sean Devaney of the Sporting News, find his latest mock draft and all his work up at sportingnews.com. Sean, who's the one guy in this draft that sort of intrigues you that we don't really necessarily know a whole lot about, but you see maybe a high ceiling for him?
I'm sorry, for which guy?
I'm asking, is there a guy in the draft that yeah, intrigues you that we may not know a whole lot about, but you may see a high ceiling?
Yeah, I mean, there's that's pretty much this whole draft. It's, yep, it's like that. Is you've got a lot of guys. You know, there's teams that you know, Phoenix and Boston are very intrigued with Marquese Chris. And you know, I watch a lot of college basketball. I did not see a whole lot of Marquese Chris though. He wasn't very good for much of the year, but you know, now he's in position to be a 3 or 4 pick because of his athleticism and not because of what he actually did on the floor. He only had maybe 10 to 12 decent games for the most part. You know, there wasn't much to look at with him. And I think you've got two other guys who, you know, came in with a lot of hype and then didn't play. Scott Labissiere, of course, at Kentucky, you know, he could definitely be a mid-lottery pick. And, you know, he's certainly a possibility for the Bucks at number 10. But, you know, he's been really impressive in his workouts. And then Shake Diallo, who went to Kansas with a lot of hype and a lot of fanfare, and then you know, had a little bit of an NCAA problem. The NCAA really didn't do that kid many favors, and so he wound up behind and just never really played much at Kansas. So, you know, he's a guy who a lot of teams really like in terms of you know, what he can do defensively and what his prospects are in terms of improving.
Another name that I've heard for the Bucks, and I think it's a huge reach if they do it, is Deontay Murray, the guard from Washington, who isn't all that great of a shooter, which would fit this Bucks team, obviously. How does he fit in if they take him at 10?
Yeah, you know, it's an interesting. It seems like they already have a point guard who's big and
right,
can't shoot. You know,
yep,
and that's it's a little bit strange. I mean, it definitely seems to be a Chad Ford pick, and I don't know if it's I don't know exactly, you know, what Chad knows that the rest of us don't, but you know, it does seem like there's very little indication that I've heard that the Bucks are going to take him, but you know, there's he's big and he's athletic and he's young and he has a chance to develop. I mean, those are the positives. He's been pretty good in his workouts as far as athleticism goes, but that seems really, really high to me. I think I'd have him going to Memphis at 17,
right,
which to me seems a little more like that's what his range ought to be.
That's Sean Devaney of the Sporting News. Find his latest mock draft, all his work up at sportingnews.com. Follow him on Twitter at Sean Devaney. Sean, you know we always appreciate a few minutes, and I know you're probably a very busy man today, so especially appreciate it today. Thank you.
Okay, guys, thank you.
Sean Devaney joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Some things fade with time, but after 80 years, Great Midwest Bank is simply better. Visit greatmidwestbank.com. Find out more about the portfolio loan that could make your dream of owning your next home come true.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.